God damn, I can't wait, dude. Gold chains and wigs.
You should get a dreadlock. Oh, no.
We got to do our review of The Problem with the Poo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I hope
do
you guys
that.
All watched it.
Of course.
Shots fired.
So, you guys watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to do this review.
Yeah.
People have been asking for it, and I said we were going to do it.
Well,
and we definitely all
watched
it.
Yeah, we all watched it.
We all watched it.
I mean, I know I did. We said we were going to watch it separately, so I don't know about you guys, but I know I watched
it. I also watched it.
Yeah.
My first take, just because Harry Condabalu is brown doesn't mean he can say the N-word the entire movie.
Yeah.
I don't think that's cool.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not my place to judge as a white man who can and can't say the N-word, but it was weird that there was like 35 minutes of Maggie getting fucked.
Yeah, that was strange.
And I didn't understand that part.
Yeah, I don't even understand what that had to do with Apu.
She was, Apu was fucking her in the mouth.
She was getting fucked by the bumblebee guy.
I didn't agree with it. Where they redid the whole show, but they colored all the characters in brown.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they said, this is what The Simpsons should be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is Homer should be an Indian.
And they all were like, Marge, I do not. Marge, I had a tough time at the power plant.
Also, I think Harry Condabalu was wrong.
Stop saying it that way. You know it's Condabalu.
That's what I just said.
I call him kind of bullshit, you know.
Harry Condabalu was wrong to say that all the Simpsons characters that were yellow were Asian. I think that they were just Caucasian.
Yeah. That was fucked up.
That's fucked up of him to make that inference because I don't think Matt Groening.
I thought it was messed up for him to interview Bobby Jindal and suck his dick on camera.
And Dinesh D'Souza.
And Nikki Haley.
That you forget.
The triumvirate.
And that FCC guy that's doing the Harlem
Ajit
Shake.
Paj,
Pie.
That guy is hilarious.
That guy
dude.
Is the devil. Yeah. He is Satan.
What a fucking dildo.
Also.
We can't talk about him anymore. We're going to get net neutraled.
Yep.
Also, I thought it was pretty fucked up that he said that the Bumblebee Man character was funny. Because that's also. Fucked up.
Yeah, that's
why is that allowed, you know?
That's a take that you've taken from the internet. That part. You're just doing
probably.
Yeah, everyone's made the Bumblebee Man thing. So.
Well, there are other racial stereotypes on The Simpsons.
Sure, but just don't take the one that everyone's already.
Who did that?
Literally everybody.
No.
Yep. You know the answer. The thing is you asked the question, but you know exactly you even know the Twitter handles.
Well,
probably.
All my other takes are not on the internet, so I think
wrong.
I've given you 4 or 5. Good
wrong,
ones.
You gay motherfucker.
Yeah,
yeah. No, the Asian thing was funny.
My sexuality has nothing to do with my.
Takes. I didn't. I know. I didn't say it was a lie detector.
Actually, gay guys have the best takes.
Ugh, what a pandering piece of shit.
Yeah,
I'm pandering to all of the gay
to
guys.
All gay
listening.
Guys, because you're trying to get your dick sucked by men.
It's true.
Which isn't. There's nothing wrong with that.
Where does that movie end up? Even. I mean, I watched it. So
I watched it too.
I'm asking you guys.
Where does it end up?
Yeah, like what is the, what's the whole? He just interviews a bunch of rich Indian millionaires that are like, "Yeah, I got made fun of one time in my life because of a poo," and then it's like, "Well, that's it, folks. Thanks for all the money you gave us." So we
it ends.
Yeah,
it ends with Matt Groening begging for forgiveness.
Yeah,
it's offensive.
Matt Groening. I don't think came up with a poo.
Hank Azaria begs for forgiveness then.
I don't know what Matt Groening's involvement in The Simpsons was after just drawing them the first time.
That's hilarious. He gets to be known as the like guy. Wasn't there some guy that died of cancer or something that was really the guy or some shit?
I don't think George Meyer is dead, but George Meyer is probably the most influential or like, you know, probably the if you want to pinpoint responsibility on somebody for like making The Simpsons what it is, it's probably George Meyer.
What was James L. Brooks? He was just a producer or
I don't know.
Yeah, and he also had sex with your ass.
Come on.
He was also your boyfriend.
James L. Cooks.
Yeah.
Your ass.
The
really hot.
The L stands for loves Adam's ass.
That's more than one word.
That's
L-A-A.
That's a Dutch name.
I said it stood for. I didn't say it was one word.
No, it is one word. It's a Dutch name.
It stands for something. It should be like.
It's James Luv Adam's ass.
It's actually a Nigerian name. Where you know it's just a bunch of words. Nigerian people
you
like
shut
doing
the
that.
Freak up right now.
They have to. They like having sentences as names.
Yeah.